Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Wow! Thank you, Jay Solomon. How are we all doing today? Are we doing okay? I sure hope so. Man, just a lot of stuff happening in the world and culminating in hearing about the passing of Richie Havens yesterday afternoon at the age of 72. He had a heart attack and left us in New York at his home. And I just can't help but think that because yesterday was Earth Day, the Earth just made sure he came back to reside in her, and then Earth sent him on his way to heaven. Just a beautiful spirit. Had a chance to see him in Lewis, Rehoboth Beach area some years back. Just as kind and gentle and generous as can be, and powerful. What a communicator. He's going to be missed so much. I hope you're all doing well today. We're broadcasting from Baltimore, Maryland, and it's going to be a big shoe, as Ed Sullivan used to say. I don't know how much time Earl Carter has with us at the top of next hour, but this guitarist based in D.C. is cooking on all four cylinders, so he just will be able to come and go as he pleases. We'll hear tracks from his brand new album, Welcome Back, Carter. And Brian Simpson joins us at 2:30, actually next hour, the last half of the hour. Oh, my God, his brand new album drops today, and he's got a big CD release party in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, as a matter of fact. Let's get to some music in the meantime. It's going to be fun. I don't usually start out with a vocal, but it's this lady's memory of her birthday in the next couple of days, Ella Fitzgerald. It's time to get a celebration going. Love is here to stay on Hybrid Jazz.
here to
Hybrid Jazz. deliciousness. Hubert Laws, didn't that go down easy? Bella Cinderella from 2002, the name of the album, in Tierra de Pasión. Land of Passion, the name of the track. Just amazing to comprehend the career of Hubert Laws at the age of 73. A National Endowment of the Arts honoree a few years ago. And man, over what, 40 years in this kind of career that has seen different kinds of genre bending as we have never seen. Because this is a man that was born and raised in Texas, the second of eight children of Hubert Sr. and Miola Laws, that found his way to Juilliard in New York. And while he was in New York, became so amazing on flute, and actually he's a multi-instrumentalist, that he was recognized by the Met and the Philharmonic. His classical music is discussed in circles as much as his jazz endeavors, and then playing with Gil Scott-Heron, and then being able to be tapped on the shoulder for rock endeavors and funk, and the kind of jazz that he turns out is an amalgam of all that kind of experience, so it makes it a richer experience to listen to him. And there shows off his 4 years with Mongo Santa Maria. Just has that beautiful vibe of being lost in an island somewhere. And man, don't we want that these days. Don't we want it? Raise your hand. Timothy Green. Tim Green. I don't know why I'm calling him Timothy, but I was early this morning and it hasn't changed. From this phenomenal project, Songs from the Season, brand new. That was a song that was inspired actually by the queen who fell in love with King David in the Old Testament, the Queen of Sheba, especially for Tim's wife. That's what the name of the track is, and I have to tell you who's on there because he has such stellar musicianship. Warren Wolf on vibes. This young cat playing vibes like he was born playing them. Orrin Evans on piano, Rodney Green on drums, Chris Funn on acoustic bass, and Tim on that alto sax. Tim is going to be at a couple of different places. I want you to know about this because in case you're in the area or can be, he's going to be at one of our stomping grounds, Club 347, this Thursday. Not going to miss him this time. If there's anything I can do to stop any sort of casualties or bad stuff, oh, man, that's the perfect venue if you want to see Tim, who will be surrounding himself with exceptional personnel on that little stage they have there. Oh, it's just weird to see someone who is based locally. He loves Baltimore a lot, but he's getting such national and international attention that we got to see him now before he gets taken away. That's the kind of vibe he's emitting these days. He's going to be at Twins Jazz in D.C. over the next several days, and then he's going to do a Voice of America taping. That will be intriguing. Ella Fitzgerald, whose birthday we remember, April the 25th, 1917. Passed away in 1996, and in those years, wasn't that a fabulous life? Mercy. She was 41 at the time that she did the Sings the George and Ira Gershwin songbook. That was a lot of music on that particular project. Our Love is Here to Stay. Actually, it was called It's Here to Stay, then it became Our Love is Here to Stay, and then it was published as Love is Here to Stay. No matter what you want to call it, it's a standard in American history, and Ella did that the first time around with Louis Armstrong back in 1957 or so, and then in 1959, she did the song that you just heard some moments ago, and it was first heard back in 1938 as part of the Goldwyn Follies, but more receptive in 1951 from an American in Paris. The song's got a lot of history. Such a beautiful song. And she was at the peak of her juices, talents, gifts at that time. The full richness, that champagne goblet of voices just popped out at you. Mm. We are going to hear an interesting set right now. We're going to hear a voice in this set that doesn't normally lend itself even to hybrid jazz mixing of the stew, but this particular gentleman in this mix, the second song actually, is part of that Mobtown Moon compilation, the 40th anniversary tribute to Pink Floyd and Dark Side of the Moon. And you're going to hear a really cool interpretation of Money from Pink Floyd, done by Chris Jacobs. He's coming up momentarily. We're going to hear from a master to start the set from 1961. And you are going to hear Earl Carter, guitar, etc. extraordinaire, coming up at the top of next hour, followed by Brian Simpson, one of the true younger legends of contemporary jazz, coming up next hour at the half hour mark. So a lot of things to hear, a lot of things to enjoy, new projects to discuss, CD release parties to celebrate, all of that. Here is Joe Sample from his debut album, yes, Freedom Sound, on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
get that good job, more pay and you're okay. Money, it's a gas. Grab that cash with both hands and make a stash. New car, caviar, full start day. Keep your hands.
Only that girl can play. Have much mercy. Candy Dulfer. Too Close from the CD Crazy from a couple of years ago. Oh my goodness. Just going over a couple of things that are happening with Candy. Really wild. I knew that she was playing at 6 years old. Dad was Hans Dulfer, also a saxophonist. Candy had her own band when she was 14. I say this, and I may be repeating myself just because of the fact that from time to time, I run into those who are less knowledgeable or assume that just because Candy, is an extraordinary looking female, there are some that would dismiss that as a pure frivolity, that she is playing the saxophone with relish and with musicians through the years that truly want to share the stage with her because she knows her chops. But you know how men are sometimes. Enough said. So here's the surprise element. You may have known this, but I did not. Candy, the reason why we haven't seen her maybe as much, although you will this fall, and then you will in January, Candy is part of the judging panel for the Dutch version of The X Factor. Are you aware of that? Yes. So there, doing really well and being very excited about it. And she will be on the Smooth Jazz Cruise this October, and then on the next one, January 2014. She is just lining up these gigs. Just so nice to hear that. That's the kind of vibe that I want to hear more of, and you will hear that kind of vibe. Wait till you hear Brian Simpson's new album. I honestly didn't think that I was going to get this excited, but this particular endeavor of his, so appropriately named, Just What You Need, is, with all the stuff that has happened in the past week or so in America, and the fact that we're all kind of rattled and trying to calm down, and being both sorrowful for lives lost and feeling as though we need to step up, be positive, be more positive, be more proactive in how we care for one another. It is the perfect music to hear. And you're going to hear, I couldn't decide. We wrote to each other this morning. He's laughing. I can't decide on the tunes because each one of the tunes is a little story unto itself. So you're going to be really blissed out when you hear some of these tracks. Brian will be with us next hour at the bottom of the hour. Earl Carter's got something brand new. He's going to pump you up at the top of actually about 15 minutes or so from now. Not sure how much time he has with us. Doesn't matter. And let's tell you what else you heard, shall we? Chris Jacobs, not known for being any part of even a hybrid jazz mix. He is more known in rock circles, acoustic music, excellent songwriter. He's going to be part of the first Charm City Folk and Bluegrass Festival happening this Saturday in Hamden, one of the best neighborhoods in Baltimore. He's going to be essentially opening up for the great Tony Trischka. So that will be marvelous. Chris, C-R-I-S, no H in there. ChrisJacobs.com has more information. You heard Money, the Pink Floyd song from Mobtown Moon, the great endeavor by Sandy Asservatham and Ellen Cherry that has an amalgam of the best kinds of musicianship from Baltimore and D.C. Honey, you just heard a track that indicated to you that I'm telling the truth. Chris Jacobs and Money, known for his group The Bridge that he had for more than 10 years and now the Chris Jacobs Band. He might be listening today. I want to make sure I give props. And Chris, Griselda Medina in Texas said that version was preferable to her ears than the original by Pink Floyd. So there. Joe Sample, Jazz Crusaders, oh, indeed, Freedom Sound with the originals, the great Wayne Henderson, Styx Hooper, Wilton Felder, Jimmy Bond, Roy Gaines, was on guitar there. Just want to give a shout-out to Micah Chevalier, who's listening today. If we can, all those who are listening from different parts of the area and even the United States and even internationally speaking, if you're listening to the show live or archived, mark September 19th on your calendar. We're going to have a Micah Chevalier birthday party at Ram's Head in Annapolis, and here's why. First of all, there is a gentleman who shares her Creole lineage who will be playing that day. Oh, look, it's Joe Sample. His Creole Joe Band is going to be playing that day. Joe's going to whip out the accordion, ladies and gentlemen. And who's going to be playing guitar that day? Ray Parker Jr. Who are you going to call? Joe Semple. So mark it and let's do a group thing, shall we? We'll call up Ram's Head and say, just book the place for the night. Something like that. It'll be fun, right? Yes. A little bit pumped today, I guess you could say that. Let's play a few more tracks before we get to Earl Carter at the top of the next hour. I definitely wanted to play this because we have never, and it's not because anything less than love for him, it just fell into that situation where we have not played a James Moody track. And the time is right to do so. An amazing human being. An amazing musician with the kind of love for an artist that just defies description. Just felt the need to play in this time and space from 1957 or so, from Moody's Mood for Love. This is Stardust on Hybrid Jazz. Thank you. This is Hybrid Jazz. Primary goals of this show today was to make sure I played that track. Mercy, yes. Actually, that is from Earl Carter's brand new CD. Welcome back, Carter. He's so clever. What Earl did was showcase his guitar skills, which are massive, and make sure he gave his friends a shot at doing their thing. And that is on vocals, the Maxwell song done by, this time around, D'Angelo Redman. Man! Now, Beach, my good friend from Southern California, who has been with Hybrid Jazz since the beginning, 2 Augusts ago, she said, you know, I really like whenever somebody does that song. And for my point of view, the fact of the matter is that some people should just not remake a song unless they are absolutely driven to it. Well, this youngin' was. Man, I was just feeling that when I heard the album. And we're waiting, actually, for Earl Carter to pop on up. I have a little intro piece that I want to do for him. But just so you know, yes, that is one of the tracks from Welcome Back, Carter. Got to recover a little bit from that because it was just so choice. And we heard, too, we want to make sure we get this in there, James Moody, Stardust, the Hoagy Carmichael song that everybody and his mama has done for so many years, from Moody's Mood for Love back in the 50s on the Argo label. James Moody, there's just too much to say, honestly. Just what a career. Tenor sax, flute. JamesMoody.com has all of the information, including the relationship and the partnership with Dizzy Gillespie and the stint in Las Vegas and the enormity of the spiritual and romantic union he had with his wife, who carries on the tradition of James Moody in a few different ways. Just amazing to comprehend that there was a career. You talk about some careers that last for a little while and then people get involved in other kinds of things. We talked about Hubert Laws, who had a career over 40 years. James Moody had a career that spanned over 60. So you can imagine the stories behind that that whole journey. It's just amazing. I am looking at the clock, and I'm seeing that it is just the top of the hour. I imagine that we'll be hearing momentarily from Earl Carter. And I wonder if I would have the absolute temerity, the wherewithal to play this little intro track, assuming that in 45 seconds or so, he's going to have his phone evident on my home studio screen. But maybe what I'll do is something else. I'll look to see what else we have, because you know I've lined up some tracks here. And there are some monumental tracks that we need to play for you. Let's do this. This is the single from Earl Carter, and Welcome Back, Carter. A real mother for you. Hybrid Jazz. Thank you. even going to say a word. I'm just going to do the intro music. Well, would you please make welcome back, Earl Carter. How are you, honey?
I'm good. How are you doing, Trish?
I'm doing good. Are you back from Ethiopia for a while, son?
You know what? I'm back for a long time. I had a good 3-year run, and I think we're going to take a break. So I'll be back in the States for a long time, actually, I hope.
Oh, Earl, that's good news because, you know, you had 5 of those where you would go and spend how much time in the Sheraton in Ethiopia?
3 months each visit. 3 months. I'd be here for 3 months, and then I'd go over there for 3 months.
Oh, my gosh. This must seem like bliss that you don't have to pack your bags again in the next couple of weeks.
Right, exactly. Because that time does fly. It feels like by the time I get home and I try to get situated by the time I'm unpacked, it's time to pack again, basically. So, yeah, it's good to be home and stable for a while.
You know? Oh, I know that your wife and family must be loving life at this moment, breathing a sigh of relief.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, my mom, she's been giving me a lot of grief about being out of the country so much anyway. So she's happy. She's definitely happy. Yeah.
Well, you know, it is a stress factor these days. I don't have to tell you because I know that it's been on your mind for a while. It just had to be.
Oh, yeah.
But,
you
know, you're here, and I don't know how much time you have. Let's just get right into it. Ooh, this is a groovy CD, Earl Carter.
Yeah. You know, that's part of this too. There's two meanings to the welcome back, Carter. For one, I'm back home in the United States. And number two, I'm going back to my roots as far as what I kind of grew up on. So that's why you'll hear a lot of crossover in this CD. It's a lot of crossover because I'm going back to me. And then you'll notice I'm playing. I'm featuring more than one instrument this time.
Yes.
And also, it's not the big body jazz guitar like your George Benson and Norman Brown style of playing, Wes Montgomery style, which I can play and have played, but more so the Strat is what's featured, where I'm playing more because I grew up on, you know, like Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton and those guys. And I said, you know what, let me get back to my roots on this one, you know.
And you know what? What's interesting is this just lends itself to the flavoring of the whole project because you've got some tracks that you produced in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
some in Ethiopia,
right.
and some
right.
by Glenn Douglas, our friend.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Glenn Douglas is a great producer, and
yeah.
it's always a pleasure to work with him. Yep.
And it's cool. Go ahead, because I'm just talking right over you.
Oh no, that's me, my fault. But actually, on Glenn's tracks, I'm actually playing a nylon acoustic guitar. So that's another that brings another dimension to the CD as well. Yeah.
And then you have a track here. If memory serves me, Believe in Dreams that you had on a previous project in which
right.
you featured, I think, Glenn and certainly Eric Marner, another friend of ours. It's a small world.
Right. That's true. And that's one of the tracks that Glenn produced, as a
matter
of fact. And Eric's on this one, too. He's on the Keith Sweat Make It Last Forever remake. Eric has a killing sax solo on Make It Last Forever. Yep.
Oh, don't you? You know I got that ready to go, baby.
Oh, cool, cool.
Absolutely. And look, I have to ask you, I mean, because there's a few folks in the chat room who are just panting over the inclusion of your buddy D'Angelo Redmond doing Ascension. Whoa!
Oh, yeah. He did a good job. I thought he did a very good job with it. We actually recorded that in Ethiopia in my hotel room. He was on that trip with me, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Oh, my God, it sounded killing. And, you know, I'm not a big person for remakes or tribute shows. Can I say that under my breath? But that particular track, he needed to sing that song. There was a lot of texture in that, and it was great playing. Earl, that was great.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that one I produced, and I played all the instruments, and I had him come in and do the vocals. And he lost his voice because, you know, over there they sing four nights a week, plus they rehearse. I think he's rehearsing two nights and then performing four nights. So that's six nights a week of vocal stress on his vocal cords. So
oh my.
So yeah, he had lost his voice right before that, and then once he finally got it back, I said, let me get you while you're healthy. Let's get this done. You know, and that's how it came off.
Well, you know what, in regard to what you said earlier, you absolutely have to be true to what you feel. And it's by the time you get to the next project, whenever that will be, who knows where your head will be. But, you know, you got to pull in all the feelings and the sounds and mm-hmm. the soul that you feel. You can't just put something out there as a nod to what you think some folks expect of you. You absolutely do what your heart and soul are calling you to do.
And that's exactly what I did on this project. I went kind of eclectic, and I said, you know what, I know that there's a certain smooth jazz format and genre that a lot of people expect me to stay within the inside those boundaries, but I said this time I'm going to think outside of the box, and I'm going to be different. I'm going to be a leader on this one, innovator and leader instead of a follower, and that's why I'm playing the instruments of choice as opposed to the big body. I mean, I like the big body jazz boxes, but don't get me wrong, I like them, but I don't really feel they're really, really me, because I can't quite express myself as much on that as I can on a Strat or Fender Jazz bass or an alto sax.
Well, you know, this is something that is the evolution of Earl Carter. You know, you didn't necessarily feel that way a couple of years ago. So now, you know, this is the 2013 version of you. How long did it take you to put this project together? And I know that your time is limited, so just jump into it. Tell us about the CD release party, too.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, because I actually have to run. I worked on that project for at least a year and a half, and I did a lot of it, as you can see on the credits. I did a lot of it in my hotel room in Ethiopia while a lot of people were, you know, Addis Ababa is a party city, so there's a lot of partying going on. And while the rest of them were partying, I'm sorry, my tongue twisted here, I was in my hotel room recording. So I put a lot of time and effort into it. And the CD release party will be this Thursday at Nectar Lounge. I meant to have a flyer with the information with me, but I don't have it with me. I'm actually mobile right now. But
that's
it's on
okay.
Georgia Avenue in Silver Spring, Maryland. Do you happen to have the information?
I do. I do, and I know where to find it because it's on your website, and I'll make sure that it's out there because I want to play another track after you leave. I'm not going to play the track while you're with me because I know that you are mobile.
Right, right, yeah, and okay. it's 8 o'clock, we'll probably go from 8 till 11, and again, it's on Georgia Avenue in Silver Spring, Maryland, Nectar Lounge this Thursday. D'Angelo will be there. Indigo, she's one of the fabulous singers that went on the Ethiopia trips with me. Glenn and all the guys that are actually on the project will be there. Glenn Douglas, William Speedy Truss, John Ford, Eric Marner. What instrument am
wow.
I leaving out?
I'm looking. Did you say Jay Phoenix?
Jay Phoenix will not be there, but he was on the tour with us. He produced Melanie Fiona's one of her hits, "If It Kills Me." I know I'm leaving out "Life of the Party." It's a hip hop group that actually did the "Ooh My My My." It's funny you say "Oh My," and that's the name of the song. "Oh My My My." they produced that song. Yeah.
That's awesome. Too. Whoa, this is going to be a real party then because many of the players from the CD, that is so cool. And I'm tickled that you're going to be back for a while. That means you're going to be doing some creative endeavors, Earl, and probably
right.
you have some secrets right now that you are keeping under wraps.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're actually getting a lot of love with from the new single, "The Real Mother for You," the Johnny Guitar Watson remake. We're getting a lot of love around the country, so that's a good thing. And as you know, the full CD is now available, and you have it. And I hope you're enjoying it, and I hope everybody else will as well.
Well, we just played "A Real Mother for You," and folks in the chat room really appreciated that. And we played "Ascension." They loved that. And when you take your leave, which I gather is going to be momentarily, we're going to do "Make It Last Forever" with Earl, with Eric Marner.
Cool. That's great. And as always, Trish, I really appreciate you and all the support that you have given me over the many years. And I hope that we continue to work together, you know, because
absolutely.
I really appreciate everything. Yeah.
Well, I know you got to go.
Yep, but thank you so much, Trish. And all right, folks, I hope to see you Thursday night. And
all right.
Earl-Carter.com. You can get all my information at Earl-Carter.com.
Real, and I'll make sure that I go over the party particulars again after I play the song. So God bless you. Be
great.
Safe out there.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Earl.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we're good. Bye-bye.
You too. I knew it was going to be like that. And look, this is 301 area code. I have no idea who this is. Okay, let me see if that person is still on the line. Hello, 301 area code. Hello, I know you wanted to talk to Earl, didn't you?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Earl.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He had a few minutes. Who is this?
Yeah, this is his partner, Orlando Mullins.
Orlando, look, you know what? He told me last night that he would maybe have about 10 minutes or so, and I'm so sorry.
I saw him rushing off. Good interview, though. Thank you very much for playing this song and supporting Earl over all the years. I've been to a lot of his events when he played with you guys. Y'all just didn't see me there. I just listen. But thank you very much for supporting this and the new album. And, you know, if you're out there listening, pick it up. It's a great project. Mr. Carter really brings it on this one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he feels so comfortable doing what he's doing. And you can tell that when you're having a good time playing each track, oh, my God, you just feel the vibe, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. I've known Earl since 2001 when I brought him into the Marcus Johnson band. And he's just been phenomenal over the years, playing with everybody from Freddie Jackson to Regina Bell to Bobby Lyle to, you know, Mike Phillips. I mean, he's been all around the world, you know, just got back from Adoba, Ethiopia. I mean, it's his time to shine, Trish, and I think we all know that it's his time.
Oh, absolutely. Look, if he's going to be, you know, sharing the stage with Pieces of a Dream and Spira Gyra and Bonafide and Regina Bell and, you know, all the Angela Bofill, you know, that doesn't happen if you're a mediocre player. And he's a multi-instrumentalist and a producer. So he's the go-to guy for a lot of folks in the D.C. area and beyond. So we know, Orlando, we know.
Absolutely. He definitely, and the thing, the thing that everyone needs to know, he's a humble guy, nice guy.
Yeah.
He's just a nice guy. He's a nice guy, very humble. You know, a lot of people in this business are not that way sometimes. You know, but he's the same way every day, all day, Mr. Carter. And,
he has been consistent since I've known him, and that's like 7 or 8 years now. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, you know, just look forward to some big things from him, and we're about to take the world by storm. And get
all
away,
right,
you
I
know,
like that.
Mr. Carter. Welcome back.
I like that. Thank you, Orlando, so much.
Thank
we'll
you,
talk
Chris.
To you soon. All right.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Orlando, yay. And let's get to that track. You know what? I want you to feel the vibe on this from Welcome Back, Carter. This is Make It Last Forever, the Keith Sweat song from Earl Carter and Company. This is Hybrid Jazz, giving you just what you need. So you know what kind of a zone I've been in for the past couple of days, right? Right? I had a chance through a friend of mine to get a sneak preview of the new Brian Simpson CD, Just What You Need. You just heard the title track. Now, this morning I was able to get the whole thing, and I've had this CD in my ear since early this morning when it became available on Amazon.com. Now, here's what I want to tell you. You already know about Brian Simpson. He's one of your favorites. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening at this particular time. Let me just tell you the analogy that I have drawn after much thought about this. Brian Simpson is the equivalent of hearing Ella Fitzgerald. The clarity, like a champagne glass, in a particular kind of beautiful glass that's been in the refrigerator, and you pour the champagne in, and you feel the frost, but yet the taste of it goes down. It's so clear, it just moves you. It gives you a high. So I don't know how he feels about that, but I'm just going to say, Brian Simpson, you're the world-class piano answer to Ella Fitzgerald's voice.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, that is certainly a unique comparison, and I'm certainly a big fan of hers, so any comparison like that is welcome. Thank you so much. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Oh, my God. And look, I was trying to be objective going in, Brian, I'm telling you, but when I heard it, I was just so moved. At this particular time, this CD couldn't have actually come to America at a better time, because it really is like musical medicine. It's just staggering, one track after another, and you would think that you would get pulled into certain tracks and say, "Ooh, that's a favorite." I can't bloody tell you. Serious.
Well, thank you. That's what I'm always striving for. You know, I take the same care with every single song on a CD. I mean, there's, you know, typically in this genre, especially when we had more radio stations, there was a lot of effort with jazz, with musicians that do what I do, smooth jazz musicians, whatever you want to call them, to really concentrate on a single or two. And those would be the songs that you hire the best musicians for and really put the most time into, including the time you spend mixing and everything. But I treat every single song, the ones that I know would never be on the radio, sometimes I'll spend the most time on just because they may be closer to me. Or you know, for me, every song is just important. It tells a little part of the story that the whole CD is supposed to be telling. And so I'm glad. I guess it's working on you.
Oh, look, and there's just a myriad of questions to ask because, you know, you start off, at least on this particular scenario I have with Amazon, I'm hearing Castaway first, and then it goes into De Groove with Gerald Albright, and there may be a pattern as to why you configured all these tunes one after the other, and I'm just going to get right to one of the most important questions I have to ask you is, you ended with a song that I wouldn't have expected, and I just love that you picked You Gotta Be to end the project. It blew me out.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that was a song I had worked on for a previous CD, and it just honestly, we were trying to get Al Jarreau to sing that song, and we just, at the time, we couldn't work it out. And I just kind of shelved it, you know, and now it just seemed like the right time to bring that back. You know, it's actually that song came out in 1985 or something. But anyways, it's come up like on
Desiree song.
Of that song.
So, wow.
Believe it or not, can you believe it's been 30 years since that song? So it's funny, it still seems so fresh, like, and especially in my mind, it seems like just yesterday that was a big hit, but it's really been a long, long time for that song. And there's a guy that sings on a lot of jingles here in Los Angeles named Jeff Robinson that most people are not going to know his name, but if you live in L.A., you know his voice because he sings all the commercials for the Wave radio station here. He does all the jingles for that station. So Everybody's heard that voice before, but they've never heard him sing any other song except for the commercial on the Wave. So I had him sing it, and he just did such an amazing job. I was just so happy with it. So really fun.
He really did, Brian. He sounded so hungry. He gave that yearning to the song that Desiree had all those years ago. And when you hear a male do it, it's a different sort of vibe. So I love that. And as far as the other friends of yours on the CD, how do you arrange time where you get Gerald and Dave Koz, Mark Antoine, Jonathan Butler? How do you get all those folks assembled to join a project with you?
Well, I've been working on this one for a while. Basically, as soon as I finished South Beach, the last CD, I went to work on it. So it's been over a year in the making, close to 2 years. And the track with Jonathan was the very first one, and I actually recorded that with him. We were on a Christmas tour, and not last Christmas, the Christmas before, and I recorded him in a dressing room backstage at a gig in Arizona we were doing. So I remember the exact month and the place we were at when that happened. And I happened to have my laptop with me and was able to record him right there. So, yeah, it can be difficult to catch these guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially because every single person that's on the CD has these amazing endeavors, not only musical, but otherwise. They're all businessmen. So in order for all of you to assemble, and gosh, the proof in the pudding is just magic. The title track, Just What You Need. Mr. Trotman and you have a unique little chemistry there, because that's the song that has, in the initial read anyway, the hook. That's the song that wraps around your brain, and I don't know if you're aware of that or not, or maybe it's just me, but you and he kind of defined that relationship, because that was pretty awesome stuff, you and he working together.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd like to say it was all planned out this way, but so many times the way I approach a project is kind of like I've got a canvas up there, which is the basic song form, and then when I bring in the musicians, it just starts taking on a different turns and twists, and sometimes have no idea where it's going to end up, and that's what it was like when I brought Alon in to play on it. The way I wasn't sure how to have him play the verse or exactly how he was going to play the melody, and it just came out really cool, and including all the stuff that happened once he enters the song, playing the second verse. It just was all kind of spontaneous the way it worked out. And
how about that?
I'm super happy with it. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh!
That's the magic of. I love the process of course, I love playing live, but I totally love the process of making music, making CDs, being in the studio, and having the sidemen, the bass player, the guitar player, the drummers, all these guys come in, and everybody adds their own magic to it. And that's why it's so important to me so I always hire the best guys I can find here. And that's what really adds to the magic of this music, is I really try to capture what these guys do best. They're all, take the bass player, for instance, that played on most of the CD. His name is Alex Al. He was actually in Michael Jackson's band, to the end there, and he was in that movie, This Is It, Michael Jackson. Yeah, so, and he's absolutely one of the greatest, guys out there. And it's those kind of touches, so the attention to detail is what really elevates the music. So I can't take all the credit. It's really a group effort.
Well, you know what? I'm going to give you some credit, because I had mentioned this on my Facebook page, and I think it bears repeating to folks who don't necessarily go to Facebook, because there's a lot of people who don't. But what you were able to do when WSMJ was still kicking, boy, did we have some good times when that station was kicking.
Oh, yeah.
We really did, and there were some moments where you either came to the region, the Mid-Atlantic, and we would make it a point to go and see you, and there's another opportunity for that coming up on Saturday. We'll get to that. But there was a particular moment when you were part of a Christmas show in Baltimore, and I took notice of what you were able to do. First of all, you take such delight in being on the stage. You have been used to a varying kind of personality in your career because, if folks don't know, you toured with Sheena Easton and the late, great Tina Marie and Janet Jackson. You had a diva central in your midst for a while, and you get to play with the best of the best. So you know how to manipulate a stage in the best way and take leadership. If it wasn't for you, that particular Christmas concert at that time wouldn't have been as touching and as fabulous, because you are able to work with these different kinds of personalities and beckon them into what you want them to do. It's a beautiful thing, Brian.
Yeah, well, I guess it's kind of what I was meant to do. I love being so much more than an artist. I love it's what's great. It's kind of my job with the cruise. We can talk about also. I'm the music director for the Smooth Jazz Cruise, but I'm kind of that in between, dealing with artists and their needs, but also connecting with the band. I choose the bands, handpick the musicians that will work with the different artists, and that is just so important. I mean, a lot of times you only see or really kind of paying attention to the artist, the main person on stage, but it's the musicians behind them that are just as important. And I love being, you know, working with them, playing with them, and, you know, it's being in the trenches when you're working with those guys, and that's what I love.
Oh, man, I hear you. And you are, that's so funny because, you know, being the consummate musician and professional you are, it doesn't necessarily dictate that you're going to be a, for lack of a better word, diplomat in working with other people. But when you are, and when you're able to hear everybody and be as generous as you are, because on this album you are, and son of a gun, if you don't, and this is just typical of Brian Simpson in my experience, this album, there are a few songs. It was just a doggone shame that I was alone in the house when I was hearing these songs, because you are able to bring a kind of romance to the plate that a lot of folks cannot. I'm just going to give you an example. This song, In the Rain, featuring Marc Antoine, whoa! Whoa.
Well, once again, that was the desired effect, so I'm glad it worked.
We don't even know how many babies are named Brian in this country because of you, okay?
Careful, people might take that the wrong way.
No. Wait a minute, let me clarify. Just because of inspiration, okay?
There you go, yeah. Well, that, you know,
now,
that actually goes back to a song I co-wrote back in the early 90s for a band called Surface. I had a really big hit song. I wrote a pop song called The First Time. And at that time, this was a pop song. It was on the Billboard Hot 100, all that stuff. On videos played on MTV and all that stuff. And it became a number one hit song. And so to know, I was finding out people all over the world heard this song, and you couldn't get on an elevator without hearing it, or an escalator, or any shopping mall or grocery store. It was everywhere. That was the first time I realized the power of songs that people, I would hear people, God, I played this, you know, that was right around the time of Desert Storm, so a lot of people were missing their loved ones, and it really was just connected with so many people, and I got so much feedback from that song, I just couldn't believe it. And you know, people were getting married to it. It was like one of the number one prom songs that year, definitely one of the top wedding songs of the year. So, and I realized, wow, just with the pen, writing a song, the power of that is really something else. So I always strive to harness that, and obviously for good purposes. I think romance is so great. It's just, I I try to, as I'm writing the song and working on it and during the production, constantly just, I close my eyes, I have to walk to the corner of the room in the studio just to see, is this working? You know, does this give you goosebumps or something? I'm always trying to get that emotional connection. So, and with every single song. So once again, that's just very, very important. And I'm glad it seems to be working on you at least.
It really is, and I have a new appreciation for you because I've thought about this for a while. Actually, I have thought about you, Brian Simpson, more than you might realize, just because of the different kinds of styles that people who play keyboard have. And you, what you do, I think, is that you internalize a lot more, I think, than many musicians. You don't necessarily convey that you are very friendly and you are comfortable in social situations, but you save all of that big stuff for your music. You let it out. You really do go to that corner of the room and try to figure out what makes me happy, what can I share, what can other people feel if I'm conveying it. You know?
Yeah. No, and it really is, you know, bearing your soul is just, once you start improvising, I should say, that really is the essence of what's inside of you. I mean, because just playing a melody is one thing, and you don't hear a lot of, you know, great improvising in a typical smooth jazz song. Honestly, it's mostly about the production and playing a melody. But my heart and soul is in traditional jazz, and that's where I came from. And I'd love to sneak it into my music. and that really is the essence of the person once you hear them actually improvising. It's great. You know, I think you probably hear more improvising out of some of these artists on my record than you may hear on their own projects. I love to let it open it up, and like I give a big long solo to Gerald Albright, a big long solo to Jonathan Butler, and a big one to Dave Koz. And it just sounds so great. And man, to have, I don't know if you checked out the song that Dave Koz played on, but he just blew me away when he came in the studio and played. And he did that so quickly. He is the man, I got to tell you. He did it so fast, and it just so effortless for him. And it's just such a beautiful job. I just couldn't imagine. I wasn't even going to do that song unless he was going to be able to do it. So I was so happy he could do it.
Well,
The girl from Ipanema, so.
It certainly was, and, you know, I could have very easily gravitated to that to play it today on the show, but I want people to buy your whole album because there's a couple of other tracks that I want to play. Yes, that Dave Koz communion with you on that song because you two know each other so well at this point, and that's the beauty of it, Brian. You know these folks. And you anticipate the moves. And when you do that, you are just allowed to soar. Every single one of these tracks really did. So in order to hear that Dave Koz track, you have to go buy it at Amazon or wherever else CDs are sold, because I want to focus on a couple of other tunes. You just really brought something out this time that is showing more evolution. Do you feel that? Do you feel like this is something special, this album?
Well, absolutely. You know, like I said, my wish with every single release is that exactly that. And I mean, I'm already contemplating the next one, to be honest. So it's just constantly moving forward and always how can I make it better or do something a little different next time. So, once you work so hard, you really pour everything into creating this kind of project, and then you just got to let it go and see what happens. So this is really day one of the official release.
I know.
So it's just kind of waiting to see. So far, the feedback's been pretty good, at least from you.
And that joy is going to spread, by the way, because a lot of people have been saying some things to me on the page or via message or Twitter. Let me ask you this. This is the first day. I'm just very pleased that you're here with us, and we're only going to keep you for about 10 more minutes. If there we have a love like this ready to go in the rain, soul embrace wherever you go, and I wanted to leave You Gotta Be for the last track, but of those songs, what would you like to hear me play while I have you on the show?
Did you mention In the Rain? Did you mention that one?
I did.
Okay, we can play that. You know, me and Mark Antoine is featured on that song. We're both going to be in Mallorca in Spain.
Oh.
In a week, we're going to do a show there together at the Jazz Festival. So,
wow.
That's going to be exciting. Love working with this guy. And they don't come any greater or better, more romantic guitar playing than my friend Mark. So I knew I had him in mind from the moment I wrote this song. So.
Well, let me just say this. We will. Just so folks know, I never think in terminology like this exactly. But when I heard this song, I thought of a piano and a guitar actually being in an intimate scenario. There is so much intimacy in this song. You're going to feel it. Just let yourself be immersed in the Rain. Brian Simpson from the brand new Just What You Need on Hybrid Jazz. The chat room just had to turn on the air conditioner. Thank you very much. Seriously, that is the way it is. Brian Simpson with Marc Antoine in the rain from the brand new, dropping as of today, Just What You Need. And I'm exhaling. One more reason to thank Brian's older brother and sister for playing music in the house when he was growing up. Thank you so much.
By my mother and father for having good taste in music, because that's where it all came from.
Oh, well, I'll give whoever needs to have credit for as long as we can be hearing something like that. That's just really choice. Woo! And tell us, Brian, about the particulars. I am so tickled. This is going to be a big deal in Rehoboth Beach this Saturday, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, I have quite a relationship that goes back a number of years with the Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival. I've been friends with the promoters there for several years, and they're just great people. That's such a great little town, a great, great festival. I so look forward to going to that festival every year. It's going to be in, I believe it's October this year, which unfortunately I will be on a smooth jazz cruise, so I won't be able to make the festival this year. I was very disappointed in that, but we worked it out where I could do this CD release there instead. And so I'm just thrilled to get the chance to play there. And it's great. It's not too bad of a drive from Baltimore or D.C. or New York. There's a lot of people come from all over. So I just can't wait.
Oh, look.
I got a great band. I got a great saxophone joining me, a great saxophone player, Art Sherrod Jr. So
yes.
We're just going to have a fun. Have a great time.
Listen, I used to live in Rehoboth Beach. People don't understand how cool of a community this is, and how cool the folks on the festival. And I think that you probably know Leon Galitzin because he was a friend of mine in Rehoboth.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yep.
Leon and Dan, they're great guys.
They really are. And this is how much they think about you. It's going to be at the Old Bay Restaurant, and that's on Highway 1. Everybody who goes to the festival knows where that is. They are not only going to have a CD release party of Just What You Need, and our friend Art Sherrod Jr. from the D.C. area opening up, but also this is the day, Brian, that they're going to make the announcement of who's going to be at the festival.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Yes. Okay. So this is pretty extraordinary stuff. I only know one act that's going to be there in October, and that's because he has it on his website, George Duke with Al Jarreau. Hello? So that's going to be pretty heavy. But they waited until you did the CD release party.
Yeah, well, no, this is great. Like I said, they're great friends of mine, and I couldn't be more thrilled than to get a chance to do a show there. So especially, this is such an important day, the CD release party, so it's going to be awesome.
Well, cool.
And I get to see you, too.
hey, you know what? We really are bringing a contingent. Now, I'm going to check to see how close to sold out this is and how big Old Bay is. And I'll check and I'll put the word on Facebook about any ticket availability and where they need to call to get tickets, okay? I'll take care of that for you.
Okay, yeah. And it is close to being sold out, but there's definitely some seats. So
yeah.
Would love anybody, and it's... You know, I think it's $10 cover. It's pretty reasonably priced. So I would definitely come on down.
Oh, definitely. And Brian, I thank you so much. I mean, this is a big deal. Here is the day of your drop, and you're doing this show. And God knows we love you in Baltimore, D.C., in the Mid-Atlantic. So you're going to get a big fat welcome on Saturday.
Oh, thank you so much. I can't wait.
Okay, cool, Brian. Thank you.
Okay, Trish, well, thank you, and thanks to everybody for listening, and we'll be talking again soon.
Very, very good. All right. And we'll keep on playing tracks, and you don't know, we've maybe got some surprises lined up for you Saturday, so be prepared for anything.
I'll have my camera ready. All right.
All right, all right. Good. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Brian Simpson. Oh, yeah. Look, let me tell you something. If the folks who ordinarily patronize these kinds of endeavors come to see Brian on Saturday, this is going to be one of the best times ever. No joke, because Art Chirag Jr. bringing his friends and family, all the folks who love Brian Simpson, it is going to be a trip. And once again, let us tell you where it's going to be if you're making notes for this. Old Bay Restaurant, 18693 Highway 1, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And what I'll do is I'll make sure that you get the link and a phone number if you need that in order to get tickets. Okay? Now, let us play one more track from Brian's new CD, Just What You Need. You might recall this song. If you don't necessarily know the title, you might think of it as another title. Once you hear the opening refrain or whatever they call that, you'll know. You Gotta Be on Hyper Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Fabulous way to end an album. Woo! Yes! Oh my gosh! Love that song the first time around, Desiree. Oh my, or Desiree. D-E-S, apostrophe, R-E-E, You Gotta Be. And that was Jeff Robinson on vocals on Brian Simpson's album, You Gotta Get It. You Gotta Be, whatever it takes to make sure you go to Amazon or CD Baby or wherever else you can get a hold of the album, because honestly, I don't usually go out of my way about an album, but for this particular week in the United States of America, this is like one of those perfect musical projects that will make you feel better about day-to-day, make you feel better about people, feel the musical comradeship in the songs that you hear, every single one of them. So I, as much as I thank Brian Simpson for spending the time with us, I also thank him for the CD. Just What You Need. He named it right. What can I say? Woo! And here's something that you should know if you have a chance to go on Saturday, if you can. The Old Bay Steak and Seafood Grill is where it's going to be. Now I know the location of it. Oh, my gosh. 18693 Coastal Highway in Rehoboth Beach, which is it's an extraordinary location for a couple of different reasons. The restaurants in this area are phenomenal. Even though it's basically, Delaware only has three counties, very small state, it's in Sussex County. So you have to go through Newcastle County and Kent to get there if you're going to travel the Delaware route. This area is a very artsy area. It's very evolved in a lot of different ways. The festival, when it's kicking, Rehoboth Beach Jazz, usually happens around my birthday in mid-October. It is like the coolest because the beach is there and the boardwalk. It can get saltwater taffy. Right around this time, it's going to be popping because the announcement's going to be made of who the lineup of artists will be in this year's festival. Here's the number to call in case you want to go. Hopefully you can go. 302-645-8273. 302-645-8273. I don't necessarily see the online listing of getting tickets via that methodology, so that number is pretty important. Let's turn things around a little bit, shall we? You heard Brian Simpson say this, didn't you? If you didn't hear him say this, I'll repeat it. He loves traditional jazz. So, knowing that maybe he would say it, I don't know. I don't know why I knew this, but I wanted to play something in case he was still listening or after the fact. This is going back a lot of years. Stan Getz and the artist who he used to call the other half of my heart. How special is that? Stan Getz and Kenny Barron had this unique musical chemistry that lasted for quite a while. This is called Soul Eyes on Hybrid Jazz. Enjoy. Thank you.
I could write a million letters. I could quote each poem I've read, sing each love song that I've ever heard to you. And if nothing I do better, still if not divinely led, I could never write of all my love for you. I'd sing songs that all the world could feel, one with each word thought to bring. If my heart could sing, I would sing. Love brought me you, and like a bell I tolled my ring. If my heart could only sing, there are things I'd like to tell you. Things I've felt along the way, but my lips can't speak the magic things that my heart can only say. I would I'd always love you till the end of time, and make each day eternal spring. If my heart could sing, there are things I'd like to tell you how I never will forget you. If my heart could only say,
we're going to send that out to Mr. Art Mosley, who is just so good to me. He's been listening to these shows now for several weeks, and each time he always has an encouraging word on Facebook. That is tremendously old school, and I'll tell you how old that school is. Those were the Four Tops. Back in the day in Detroit, they were known as the premier jazz band, vocal group, playing jazz, loving jazz. And, hey, look, you get a little attention from Berry Gordy at Motown, who has different ideas for you, and you have to pay attention, right? You have to pay attention. Well, we all know that Foreman fame and fortune came to the Four Tops, and Levi Stubbs there, God bless the voice of Levi Stubbs. He wanted to know from Barry if Barry would allow Four Tops to do some jazz, and Barry said, nah, I don't think so. So that was from Lost and Found, the Four Tops breaking through from the early 60s that you can still get a hold of if you look it up on Amazon.com. A whole bunch of tunes like that, the kind of songs that we remember certainly growing up in Philly back in the late 50s, early 60s. Woo! That was some choice stuff right there, wasn't it? Yeah, Stan Getz, actually born in Philadelphia, Stan Gajewski, bless his heart, and Kenny Barron, Soul Eyes, from 1989 or thereabouts. I'm not sure how well Stan was feeling at the time, because Stan Getz had a story and a half. Let me tell you something. And at this particular time, he had stopped, I think it was age 59, after a life full of drug and alcohol use. He had stopped all of it and was clean for a while, thank God, and then he got sick. But there was something in his music during this time that Kenny actually said when Kenny was on the show here that was so special, because it was kind of a no-holds-barred scenario. Stan pulled out whatever he had left in him to play and feel those notes on that beautiful saxophone. Whoa, that was beautiful stuff. Soul Eyes, the name of the song, the name of the project. And we might have a shorter run of it today. And I hope you don't mind. The first song that we're going to play in the next three songs, the last three songs of the show, the first one is not necessarily what you would consider to be a ballad, but the next two are. In this three-song set, Pieces of a Dream, it's a Philly thing, and then Mike MacArthur, who I just talked to this morning. He was driving. We were talking on the phone. He is a rascal. He has a wonderful new project out called Feels Like Home. Now, I had 4 or 5 tracks, but I didn't have the whole CD. He sent the hard copy to me, but it wasn't until this morning that I noticed when I opened it up that he had signed it. Trish, thanks for all your support. Love you, baby. You rock. Mike, so do you, especially in the version of a song that we have all come to know and love on this show in a sentimental mood. Just Mike on tenor sax and Brian Bromberg on acoustic bass. That's coming up. And then there is a song, if we can get through this, it'll be a big deal. The late, great Shirley Horn, before she left us, did a version of a song that has been done by many, but she has a particular way of doing it. If you're familiar with the song, Softly As I Leave You, let's do one at a time. Pieces of a Dream first. This is going back to 1999 when our friend Eddie Backus Jr. was with Pieces. They got together with Eddie from Ohio to do this, and it's just such choice stuff. It is called Malibu Nights. There you go, Beach, from Ahead to the Past on Hybrid Jazz. Thank you.
Softly I will leave you, softly for my heart would break if you should wake and see me go. Softly, long before you miss me, long before your arms can bid me stay, for just 1 hour of one more day. After all the years, I can't bear the tears to fall. So softly, as I leave you there, I can't bear the tears to
seemed like the perfect song to play after this week, you know, past many days anyway. You know, Shirley Horn and Softly from 1987. Just an amazing singer that just passed 2005, I think it was. Born on May the 1st, 1934 in Washington, D.C. Beloved of Miles Davis, beloved of Quincy Jones, who said of her, "She seduced you with her voice and that piano playing." That was something else entirely, right? Amazing. She had a couple of guys, Charles and Steve, with her for a number of years, and you could just feel the chemistry, especially in a song like that. You may have heard the song Softly as I Leave You. Woo! Heard that song, I think, the first time around on Sinatra 65. Had the vinyl. One of the best albums ever, and Sinatra really took that song to heart. Matter of fact, he was sick for a while. When he finally passed away, at his website, they had the lyric to that song written next to his obituary. Just beautiful. Now, here's the story. Giorgio Calabrese, yes, Tony DeVita are the writers of the song. A gentleman from the U.S., Hal Schaefer, he decided to translate it from the Italian, and a number of people, as I mentioned, recorded the song, including Elvis. Now, we're not sure how much veracity there is in this, but Elvis used to say, and there is a recording of him actually speaking of it, just gorgeous. What he heard from a few friends in Florida is this. There was a gentleman who was dying, and he was at his in bed, and he was on the verge of leaving. And his wife was next to him, and she fell asleep. And as he was watching his wife sleep, this man wrote the words to this song. I don't know if it's true, but it sure makes for a heck of a story. So I was thinking about the song in terms of what happened in Boston and what happened in terms of the other tragedy that we had in the U.S., in Texas, and the victims that we... I just heard about this in China the other day with the earthquake that they had there. You know, you just never know how much time that you're going to have, so you have to make use of saying your I love yous while you're still among us. Oh, my. Shirley Horn, God bless her. Mike MacArthur, from his Feels Like Home CD, on this CD, some folks that you know and love, Rick Braun, Jeff Lorber, Jeff Golub, Brian Bromberg, Alex Acuna, a beautiful gal, Alva Copeland, who sings vocals on Sanctified, and man, just a passel of good folks who believe in Mike so much. And why wouldn't you if you play saxophone like him? So on that track, in a sentimental mood, Duke Ellington, and again, our little nod to Micah Chevalier, because she did that song so well with pianist Daoud Saeed accompany her. Just two people on that track, Brian Bromberg on bass and Mike MacArthur on sax. So we're going to get the word. Mike is doing his planning for Here and There, and he's going to be spending some time in his home turf of Rochester, New York, but he might be coming to Pennsylvania with a superstar in pop music circles, Frankie Valli. So if that's the case, we're going to have a group of folks go and see him and support him, just as we do our other beloveds who come from out of the region into our midst in the Mid-Atlantic. Pieces of a Dream, formed in 1976. Our friend Tracy Hamlin was the lead vocalist for the group from 2002 to 2005. We really love Pieces of a Dream for more than one reason. James Lloyd, Cedric Napoleon, Curtis Harmon, the nucleus of Pieces. And on that track, Malibu Nights, from a song that was out in 1999, Ahead to the Past. Eddie Backus Jr., our good friend from Ohio, now based in the D.C. area, playing his heart out. Also on that album was Mesa. And playing with Pieces these days, another friend, let's keep it in the family, shall we? David Dyson on bass. And oh, what a bass it is. Thought you'd like that. Malibu Nights. Good mix of songs there. More are coming on Thursday. But before we tell you who's going to be here on Thursday, let us tell you this. And let's get back to Daoud Saeed. We can actually play his outro music for you. Yay! Here it is. Brand New Love is what this song is called. Earl Carter was here at the top of the second hour of the show. His album release party is going to be on Thursday, 8 p.m. until whenever. Tickets are $25. You can visit earl-carter.com. Earl-carter.com. Hosted by comedian Chris Thomas. Indigo will be there. D'Angelo Redman and a bunch of other folks that people in this area know and love. At Nectar on Georgia Avenue in Silver Spring. Now we go to Brian Simpson in Rehoboth Beach this Saturday with Art Sherrod Jr. at Old Bay on Highway 1 in Rehoboth Beach. If you go to rehobothjazz.com, I had given you a phone number. You can actually purchase tickets via rehobothjazz.com. Tickets are $10. Are you kidding me? To see an internationally known pianist, Brian Simpson, C CD release party and the announcement of who's going to be at Rehoboth Jazz this October. All right? RehobothJazz.com. So nice to be with you. Our regulars were here today. Beach and Griselda. Micah was listening. Art was listening. A whole bunch of guests back and forth. And thank you again to Brian and to Earl for being here. Our guest on Thursday will be Phil Denny, who just had a love fest happening in Seal Beach, California over the weekend. Sold out show at Spaghettini's. He's going to be here talking about his plans, and we'll play some Phil Denny music for you. Thank you so much for your time and for spending time with us today. God bless you, and we'll see you in 2 days on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.